guy.
That's funny. It'll Love be
Talk Radio.
Okay, we're live.
Nice.
Yes, you are. Hi, Angel. Those who are listening to the show now and later, we're talking about dating and relationships and men. Okay, and I think it's the same is the true for women. So, Vic and I were just chatting about her new guy who's really captured. Oh, she has captured his attention, and she's like, the jury's still out on you, buddy. He's hot. He's sexy. I saw a picture. And I love his business card. Okay, he's got one. Vic's are listening. I don't even know how you get a business card like that. Vic, we need to get us some business cards like that. I like them, okay? Can you imagine? Call me. I'm single, too.
Why did somebody spend that much money on a business card? You know what most people do with business cards, right?
That's exactly right. I know. I have to go to the internet to find the number, usually, like, of a business, you know, because I throw them away. But, let's do this. He says he's emotionally available, and he's also physically fit. Everybody that's listening now, he is a prime specimen of a man, on the outside. And Vic is double-checking everything. And tell us how you're double-checking, because we need integrity is what we're talking about today. One of the things and how important it is, because I know you've had your heart broke. I've had my heart broke. A lot of other people, men and women, have had their heart broke. And so integrity is important. And integrity is important when no one is looking. You know, so talk to us about that.
Is like, in a relationship, especially in the beginning of any relationship, integrity is so important. It is the foundation from where that relationship is going to go forward.
Okay, I agree. I agree with you on that. Okay. I do. So you like this guy, and he appears to have integrity, and he has his own business, but he's in class to do that business. Vic has a little bit of an issue with that. Talk to us about it, Vic, because I want to know. And I'll tell you, I got some laundry here, too. I'll tell you about some of my stuff. So go ahead.
I'm sure that he is a straight-up decent guy. Okay, I will give him the benefit of the doubt on that. However, I still have many unanswered questions regarding him and this situation.
I hear you. Girls listening in are going shaking their heads. Me too. Tell us about your questions and how can I get them answered? That's what we're thinking. What kind of questions do you have? Okay.
What he says he has a business partner. Well, what... Not that I care about their relationship, and she happens to be a woman, by the way, from Michigan, but...
I get that. I missed that one. Totally. That went over my head till right now.
Okay. Oh, yeah, right? Like, your business partner's a woman. Okay. Oh, okay. She's a woman. But it's like, well, look, I just don't know. He said he's in real estate, and... He said to me that he was doing a class today, a post follow-up after getting his license. So I'm not really sure how that all works or anything else, but it raised a little red flag for me, okay? If your partner's in a business, which is entirely possible, he could have been a silent partner and now he's decided to get his license. I'm not sure.
Right.
I don't know. Okay? I believe that he has friends. He's going on a little vacation, and it's a road trip, and he's going to Virginia, Washington, D.C., New York, and I thought there was another place, too, but he's just going to do, you know, stop and see friends along the way and some family and whatever.
And so okay, I get the red flag. So I'm looking at it. By the way, all those who are listening now, this guy has got a plastic business card, and it's got this really great design on it, and this is amazing, okay? And I'm still talking about it because I'm like, I would just date him for the card, okay, and find out where he got the maid. I'm sure he can get the maid anywhere. But
Everybody needs metal. That it is not a paper business card. It is a metal business card. That is, how can I say it? It's lasered his name and phone number and the name of the business on it. So it's like a template almost.
Yeah, and it looks like super nice. And I always look at somebody's business card and say, okay, I'd like to do business with them, or this card or this image looks great, and logo or whatever. So that's the Kit Plus right there. And then he is, okay, I didn't realize that he's from Michigan. I remember that you told me
no,
that.
No, he's not. He's from Long Island.
Oh, that's right, New York. Yeah, New Yorkers. Yeah. Okay. And so the businesswoman is his partner is a businesswoman. So your question is how are they business? Did they have a personal and a business, and now it's just business, which would raise a red flag for most of us, okay? The only way it wouldn't raise a red flag for you or for me or for a lot of other women on here is first if she was married and happily married, and we could check that out and ask, get her to fill a questionnaire out, or she looked like Mrs. Doubtfire. Right? Fill this questionnaire out,
yes.
Please.
Right.
Yeah, so.
I know this is all way very premature, okay? And I'm just thinking out loud here. Right?
Well, yeah. But is it premature because, you know, I have messed up so many times myself, and I'm, you know, really, really psychic, and so are you. But we've messed up so many times, right? And it's experience and wisdom. I wish I knew then what I know now, right? And you know, I think, integrity is super important. Integrity is doing the right thing when no one is looking. And so, you know, because you can look good in front of a crowd of people, or you can look good in front of that woman or that man, but you want somebody who has integrity all the time. And mm-hmm. So it's not about, and you're not saying I want to plan marry him, or anything. And you're just saying, hey, I want to get to know him, but I want to make sure I'm getting to know a great guy who has, maybe his issue is that, you know, he doesn't turn the porch light off or doesn't put
right.
the toothpaste right, rather than he's stating, he's saying the right thing and not really living that way. I get that. So how are you forewarned about that? For me, I'm going to tell you, a red flag for me when I if a guy comes on to me too strong. I got to breathe. And if he's like too strong and he's like, you know, and I'm not talking about kissing or forcing sex, and we can talk about that. But if a guy, if he's saying things to me in a very forward way, you know what I'm talking about, because I went through that, and I think it's cute as a button what he did, but it's like, wait a minute. You know what I mean? He's got chutzpah. I think everybody, we should take 5 or 10 minutes before we start saying certain things. Don't you, or no? What do you feel?
Absolutely. Absolutely. There is a time and place for everything, and bedroom talk is not appropriate when you first meet someone. Once you've been intimate and the relationship has progressed, well, then you can say whatever you want as long as it's respectful.
Okay, I get you. And I'm not even talking about bedroom talk. I'm talking about, and you know the situation. And I like this guy. I really dig him. I'm so shy, though, which is weird because I've dated so much more than I've been in relationships. And he said something, goes, you're going to assist me, and I'm going to help you on your radio show. I was like, okay, great. He's got chutzpah. But how can he say that to me? He doesn't know me, you know?
Right.
And so that's a little bit, it threw me for a loop. And yet there's a part of me that really liked it, okay, because I thought he's got experience with them, and nobody tells him that. And I'm not telling him no. I'm just like, hey, give me a second, you know? And he may be on to somebody else right now, who knows, but it doesn't really matter. I think that, you know, we get those kind of comments, and we want to make sure that he's the real deal or she is the real deal. You know, your guy yesterday in the text, he goes, you think, Vic, by the way, for all of you guys that you know, she's extremely beautiful inside and outside. And she gave that, you know, she shared they met at a restaurant, and she shared a picture with, he asked for a picture to see her. And so she shared him the picture, and the picture's of her looking in a beautiful black elegant dress. And she won't say it like this. I'm saying it. And she looks amazing. And she looks like a beautiful, beautiful woman. And he said to you, is it okay we talk about this? What did he say?
Yep.
It's great. Will you say yes? What did he say?
Wow. He goes, I hope you say yes to me when I ask you to marry me.
I'm like, how cute is that, right? It's sweet.
That's
you know,
cute.
It's the same kind of guy. Yes, it's the same kind of cute answer I got with this other guy who I didn't even know and still don't know, but get it, you know, knowing a little bit more about him, and you with yours. So is that somebody who's a big flirt? And that's okay. is somebody who has integrity. And what is integrity? When you say something, you mean it. You don't back down, right? When you say something, you follow it.
Well, time will tell now. Well, now time will tell, you see, if he really has
okay.
to back up those kinds of words so early on.
Right. And everybody who's listening now who are down there later goes, well, what if he was kidding? And you don't play with stuff like that. And if he probably is kidding, right? But, you know, Vic is one of those.
Yeah, I didn't take it for, you know, the God, you know, gospel truth here. And I'm sure that he was kidding. But on some level, that's, for me, a serious issue, okay?
Thank you.
And I would take that, I mean, that's something that I would take very seriously, okay? So I would never say something like that to a guy, just kidding.
Right. Okay, see, I agree with you. So, you know, what we say in jest, we mean in truth. I want you
right.
to know that. That's what I feel. Okay, there's some truth in every joke that we make, right? You know,
yes,
so.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. On some level, there is.
Yeah. I mean, so, you know, the guy, you know, so, you know, the ladies or women and men on the phone listening now or down later are on the web are saying, huh, he called me a big muffin top. Was he kidding? Truth it.
No.
Okay, so, you know, I'm teasing. You know, okay, somebody says something about your body and said they're kidding. There's some truth to it. So listen, because I think every joke, there is a little bit of truth in it. I do. So, you know, I'm choosing to look at your guy here, your new one, is that he's probably really ready to settle down and get married, and he's looking for a mate. That's how I chose to look
Since
at it.
Since he's
you
never
I mean?
Been married and has no children.
Is that a red flag for you?
Well, I asked him about it straight up. And cause that's kind of how I've become these days. I'll just pretty much say what I'm thinking.
Right.
The filter
exactly.
off. But I asked him if he had been married. Why he had never been married. And his answer was simple and direct. And I kind of liked it. He said something to the fact that he hadn't found anyone that stole his heart or that he could
Aww.
Love with all of his heart. Something to those words.
Oh, nice. I like that. That's very nice. Yeah, I remember that too. So there you go. So let's take it to another level. You and I, we went out this weekend. Dick and I went. We do mimosa Sunday, mimosas, and I don't know. It's fun. We drink some mimosas
sexy
and have some food.
Sexy Sunday mimosa. Yeah, sexy mimosa Sunday.
Sexy mimosa Sunday. So you pay one price and you buy food and you get mimosas all day. They forgot to put the orange juice in our mimosas. That's all good. Anyway, so yeah, right? You remember? And we're there drinking and having a great time, and somebody started buying us some shots and then some chocolate and you know whatnot because we're both attractive and we're sitting there enjoying ourselves. So, Vic, how do you? Okay, let's because you and I talked about this, and she's actually a little bit more, I think, strict about this than I am. But you were talking to a guy who has a girlfriend, right? And you know, we talked to a ton of people, you know, some of her family came and, you know, friends and family were there with everybody. So tell me what you thought about that and what, because he was all saying he has a girlfriend, but is that, do you understand there's a question of integrity there too as well. So would he have talked to you if he, would you tell it? Because you're talking to him. You seem like a nice person. You're, you know, so what do you think?
Yeah. Well, yes, he was a nice person and we were having a nice conversation. The conversation was not inappropriate. It was the flirting was probably a little excessive because his girlfriend was not there. And it's my belief that if she had been there, his flirting would have been reduced. Okay, but I didn't feel that our conversation, because of the topic and nature that it was not inappropriate because he was not coming on to me in a sexual way or hitting on me and wanting to go out or anything like that, but we were having a great conversation.
So, you know, you're right, you were having a great conversation. So my question to those who are listening now or later, if your guy or your girl were out and you weren't with them and they were having dinner and drinks or, you know, and they started talking to an attractive woman or attractive man, would you have an issue with it? Would you think it's a compromise of integrity? And if there was some flirting going on, are you okay with that? You know, my own answer to that is I'm cool with it if they're flirting, there's flirting going on, because I think that's okay. Because
right.
I know him and hopefully he knows me so well that that's a non-issue. But I think you can carry that over the top. What do you think? Is it okay with you if he flirts a little bit, as well as it, or do you think that's compromising right there? Just be careful with it. I know, but I don't, if you're sure of the relationship, I don't think there's an issue. You know what I mean?
Right.
So, right.
I think that flirting is a normal human behavior and we all do it. It's sometimes
right.
we do it inadvertently. We don't even realize that we're flirting, but we kind of really are, you know, like batting the eyes, you know, or flashing that smile or flipping your hair. You know, we all have our little things that we do when we're kind of flirting and we, you know, are kind of attracted to someone. That's innocent.
Right.
And I don't think that there's any harm in that. I think that,
right.
and as you said as well, as long as you have a good foundation with your relationship, you trust your significant other and you have respect there and you don't cross those lines, then innocent flirting is just innocent flirting. It's like my conversation with this person, it went nowhere. At the end of the night, we said goodbye. He went his way. I went my way. We never exchanged phone numbers or had any intentions of carrying on any type of conversation beyond that moment.
That's good. So I say I like that. I think that's cool. Because the next time you get stopped by a police officer, we're all going to flirt, right, ladies and gentlemen? Okay, I'm not saying it's only. Yeah, excuse me. I forgot my whatever. So anyway, I'm going to flirt now. That's cool. What is the challenge this week has been for me? I know. Okay. And I know you've got you can tell a challenge for you if you like, if you feel comfortable. But you guys here listening and now and everything, I really like a guy. And I have zero issue with dating, okay, I thought. But obviously, I do. Okay, now remember, I've been in a relationship or in a dating situation much more than I've been in a relationship. Vic, on the other hand, is very great with relationships because she's been in some wonderful relationships that have taught her a lot. I've been on wonderful dates. That I've learned a minute's worth of stuff. It's all good. But I like someone now, and I really dig him, and I think he digs me. And it maybe I'm wrong about that, but I don't think so, because, you know, you get that ego involved. Again, I'm so shy to do anything. I really am. So does that happen to you guys who are listening? I mean, and doesn't that suck? You've got these butterflies in your tummy, and you're like, well, what do I do with them? You know, and he's just saying, but I think, you know, what do I do now? Right. Because I'm so used to taking charge of a situation. And this is the energy part. He's got great energy and he's very strong. So what do I do? Do I say, hey, let's go out? Or do I say, wait for him? I want to know your thoughts on that, because I know we talked about that. But, you know, that's one of the things I've been going through this week. Right. People like, what problems do you have, Tari? Well, trust me, I do. My dogs got out the other day. I had to go chase them. Imagine it looked like a dumbass.
I wish I could have
seen that. That's terrible. My little one was trying to bite the guy on the little golf cart. She's like, oh, come on. He's like, did she bite? I go, no. I go, but if you stop and talk to her, she'll, and then I was able to get her. And then River, my big one, will just follow me anywhere. So, but yeah. So, what's your thoughts on that about flirting and women and men talking and asking each other out? I mean, gosh, that's so hard to do. Who does that? Who does what? I'm from the old South. I still think a guy needs to pursue a woman. But you?
Yes, I do. Yes, I do.
Okay.
And there's no excuse for men not stepping up and being men. That's what they were made to do. They're made to hunt, to pursue, to persist.
Right.
Chase.
Right.
Okay, that's what men do. Instinctively, that's what men were created for. So why is it today that none of them have any of those qualities? They're all shy. I don't want to be in a relationship. I don't want anything serious. They sound like wimpy, whiny girls.
Funny. They do. They sound like a bunch of girls. You're right.
Than most men.
Okay, you're right. So, you're right. But your guy, your new guy, he approached you when you were out to eat with your family. at a restaurant, and he saw you and approached you, right? Okay, not the norm.
Well, he gladly hit me. I was standing right at the door, so, I mean, I was kind of in the way, but whatever.
I hear you. So he's standing there, and he approaches you and says, hey, you're beautiful. I want to check you out, right? So,
exactly, but yeah.
Pretty close. Okay, so, you know.
We haven't gone out yet. This could be just this could be a texting romance. Yeah, what's up with that?
Right. Okay. That's true too. I agree with you. I don't want to waste time with texting and picture sending. Let's get to the chase and see if we have a connection. Right. You know, and this is not internet date, guys and girls that are listening in now or later. This is someone that she met while she was out with her family and having a family dinner. So
yeah, in the flesh.
That's amazing. Okay. Right. I haven't done that before because I live on the beach. Right. And mine, this new one here, somebody I met, and he's on the, he's not an internet date, but texting and flirting, it's like time to get down to business, and if you want to get to know me and see me, get to know each other, I mean, I don't mean to sound like a business transaction, but it's an emotional transaction, you got to get cut to the chase and leave all that stuff alone, and then meet face to face and see what's there. And I think men should always be the first one to ask. I do. Don't you?
Mm-hmm. Well,
okay, should women
make
the other? Okay, you've done it the other way. How's it turned out?
I've had it happen both ways. And neither
okay.
way has actually gotten me my desired outcome.
Vince, you're too funny. Okay. All right. But I think what you said is true. Men chase. Women choose. That's a new title of the book that I'm working on, and Vic is helping me, although she doesn't know yet. But just let you know, you're going to help me, or I'll help you. It doesn't really matter. So you know, the desired outcome you want is to be with your love forever. Okay, that hasn't happened, but maybe it's not so much if he chooses you or if he calls you. Maybe it's other things that come up. That's what I feel. But I do think we set ourselves up because men love to hunt. And if they think they can get us that easy, then, you know, they like the chase. Friends have told me that men I've interviewed for and everything, they like to chase. They like to see if they can get the woman. Now, we don't play games with them because I don't think that's right. And that's so hard sometimes, guys. I know that. Girls and guys both. Playing games is such a, because we get so afraid, we got to hide behind something. I know that I've really struggled with that myself. And I said, I do not want to play a game. Because I like being in charge, right? But I want the man to chase. It's a oxymoron, jumbo shrimp. So I made up my mind that I'm not going to ever call a guy again first until I know him. And then I'm always going to let him make the first move. Now, that has not worked really well for me recently, like you, because I've been getting pictures of penises, okay, instead of a nightclub club.
Okay, did you forget? Men are whiny, wimpy girls. These are natural things that they should be doing, and we're sitting here like we have to coax them along and point them in the right direction and stroke their egos. I'm like, really?
Right. If they really want to talk to us, they want to call us, they will. Don't you think? All right.
Yep.
So that's what I feel too. You know, I don't want to say they're girls, but I think a lot of times that our social media really, really does that, because I got, you know, I was telling Vic and I were talking earlier, I did this little thing from articles that I write for an international magazine, you know, about dating, and also Angel Coaches and you know, dating websites and people's experiences, and they were so very open with sharing with me, and I'm so grateful for that, and I want you to know, I appreciate that. But we did 20, 30s, and 40-year-olds, and how many, you know, people... men would, what would they do? And did you know most men, when they want to send you something, and this is not a specific age, it's all ages, we get all these pictures of penises, right? And, you know, what do they call them? Dick pics, right? And they, I get this call, this guy calls me, and he tells my number, and then I call back, I think this is, let me call you back. So anyway, he sends me a picture of his penis, right? And I said, excuse me, do you think this is a turn on for me? And I said, don't do this again. I said, lead with your heart, don't lead with sex. And so anyway, he sends me this text. what would you like me to send? The unicorn? I go, well, unicorns mean good luck. You'd have my heart forever if you did that. And then so we went a little bit back and forth, and he says, you can be my muse. I was like, you can be your own muse, buddy. And, you know, so I told him a couple things to send to girls, and we'll see what happens. But I just think that he's asking me if that's unicorn, and he's been groomed to send, come to lead with sex rather than his heart. And I think that's a real shame. And how do we change that? Well, we can criticize them, I think. We can criticize ourselves. Okay, but if you don't want to, if you're not looking for a hookup, be real clear about that with the, if you're doing website dating, or if you're doing dating, or if you're living a lifestyle. If a guy is saying, hey, let's go back to my place, baby, and you're not wanting that, you want a guy, a boyfriend, and that doesn't feel comfortable, don't think you're going to get him to commit to you by doing what he wants. And women the same, because I know women can be out there. They can be looking for that. And it's okay if he's looking for that and you're looking for that, or she's looking for that and you're looking for that, but make sure you're on the same page. That's really, really key right there. You know what I mean? So, most of us want a guy or a girl who beats with their heart in anything they do. And that's hard sometimes. It sounds great when I say it, right? Try doing it, you know? Man, he just, your heart's going 50 miles an hour, butterflies in your tummy, and like, what's he going to say when I go, I don't want to do this, I want to do this instead, right? You know, so be yourself, be truthful.
Right. But the bottom line
what do you think?
Is that when you lead with your heart, you set yourself up for a big fall, and you've got to be prepared to pick up the pieces if it doesn't go the way that you'd like it to. That's the problem with leading with your heart.
Leading with your body, though, or leading with sex will cause a problem that you're not real from the get-go. And I would rather be real and fall on my face, which I've done, and we all have, rather than, it's so much better. And I, like right now, I'm talking to you on the phone, on the show, and I was like, man, what is that guy I liked, right? He's going to listen in. He's going to know it's him. My heart's going, ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta, you know, just by the comments I've said, you know. And but if he does, he does, right? What's he going to say? What's the worst thing he can say? That girl really likes me. And she had the balls to say it on a radio show that's international, so, or the guts to say it, you know. So.
And he should be flattered that you care enough to speak about it.
Yeah,
okay?
Wow.
I think that we have become so afraid to talk about our feelings, you know, and really, what else do we have to go on? I mean, I talk about my feelings with you all the time.
Yeah, and you do, and you do.
Women have an easier time with speaking about their feelings than men do.
I do agree. I do too. I agree with you on that. And I think we need to really make it easier for them to talk about their feelings and to say what they mean and mean what they say. So I'm going to do this because I think this is real key here. You know, I'm making a commitment to you and to myself, Vic, and I'm saying this to you, and I'm saying this on the show, and a lot of people are going to hear it. I'm going to lead with my heart, and I'm also going to ask the guy or the universe or God or the angels to help me find another guy to help me be understanding so he feels comfortable enough to lead with his heart, even when it means that he may not want to say something to me that I need to hear. Because we say, oh, it's great when he says, I love you. What about when he says, you know, I don't like it when you do this with me? Or I don't, you know,
yeah.
And I can do the same with him. I make that,
right.
I'm going to really do, I'm going to honor that within myself and honor it within him, whoever the him is. It's only one me.
Me too.
It's been a few hims.
Me too. I like that. That's going to be our...
Anyway, so that's what we promised we're going to do. And then, what's that?
That's going to be our intention for today's show.
Yeah, let's do it. That's our intention for today. Guys, thank you for listening in, or those who will listen in later. Vic and I do the show every Tuesday at 2 p.m. East Coast time. And go check us out on angelcoaches.org. And check us out on facebook.com/angelcoaches. Vic is in the beauty industry. She has a laser business, and she helps you with your skin, the inside and the outside. What's the name of your business?
Elite Skin Vestments.
Yeah, I love that. Elite Skin Vestments. So go check on Facebook, right? Facebook.com, Elite Skin Vestments?
Yes.
Okay, cool. It's beautiful. You think he had a great business card? She's got a great, beautiful Facebook page. So, yeah. Take care, everybody. Have a great now. We'll see you. We've got a show tonight, too, at 7. Bye, everybody.